The Morning Thought broadcast to be used Wednesday, January 18th.
In the morning I see his face. In the evening his form I trace. In the darkness his voice I know. I see Jesus everywhere I go.
Good morning, radio friends. Again we come with a thankful heart that we can talk about Jesus. He is the answer to your problems and mine. Thank God we believe and we trust Him. Today I'm going to be reading for our lesson the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. You might turn to this scripture, but our promise is found in Philippians, 1st chapter, verse 6. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Another translation says, he which hath begun a good work will develop it and will complete that work in you if you'll let him. Certainly it brings sunshine and rain, trials, testing of your faith, joyful experiences. Oh, yes, but he's working in you and wants to bring it to completion if you and I will just let him. Isn't that good? Philippians 1 and 6. And now, shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the prayers of Christian people. We thank Thee for the prayers of one another, and that somehow those prayers go winging their way to Thee. In the times of weakness, Thou dost lay upon the heart of another Christian to pray. How thankful we are that we are connected through this great chain of prayer. And Thou dost hear and answer. We pray for our many, many friends with their struggles, their sicknesses, their trials. That one who has been defeated, they're discouraged. Oh, Lord, may they look up and realize that there is salvation anew and restoration with God. Hear us now, Lord. And then bless Thy word. Make it rich in our hearts. May it live in us. We ask it for Thy glory. Amen. To be reading it with you, Revelation 22, verse 20. While you're turning to this portion of God's Word, Alfred Garr is singing a lovely song, "Oh, I Want to See Him." Mary Bird is playing the organ and Dan White the piano.
I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my Lord leads me on. Through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep, and he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a friend, friend to me. Oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
That sounds like revival time, doesn't it? Oh, I want to see him today in my life and in everything around us. Now I want to read a few verses, and I think more than making comment, it would be good just to read the last verses of the Bible in Revelation 22, the 12th verse. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written within this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. These are very wonderful verses. They are very serious verses. They are words that we should read very, very often. Where do I classify myself in this reading? Do I or am I classed in these that are categorized, that are going to be without forever? They're going to be judged because they have refused to receive Christ. Or has there come that marvelous transition, that transformation, that does something to us that we actually love the very thought of his return? Oh, it brings a shudder to the man who is not right with God. But the Bible, I don't see how anybody that can hold a Bible and read could ever say, I don't believe that Jesus is going to return to earth again, when it's just in so many words. We cannot say the time, nor the day, nor the hour. Prophecies are given as signposts along the way to let us know the times and the seasons that are appointed of God. A man would be foolish to say he knows when Jesus is going to return. The Bible says nobody will know. But he does say, I'm going to come and I'm going to bring every man's reward, either for his evil or his good. If we have lived evilly, is that a good word? If we've lived a life of evil and sin, then unless we've had the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse all of that away, we're going to meet those sins at the judgment. If we have received Christ, there's something within us that says, oh, come, Lord Jesus, I want to see you. I long for your return. I long for the time when Jesus will come and rule and reign in righteousness. Then you can just about determine that everything's all fixed up and it's right with your heart and with God. I just ask you today, while you're going about the duties of the day, let this thought absorb your mind. The Bible says he will come. I don't know when. But am I ready? Is everything right between my heart and God? That when he comes, I'll be glad. He's coming visibly. He said so. And the angel said so. He's coming to bring rejoicing in the heart of those that are right with God. He's coming to bring destruction to those who have been disobedient and have refused to let him in. This is God's truth from the Bible. Ask yourself, am I ready? Not because I'm good, but because I received the Lord Jesus in my heart. The last verses of the whole Bible, you ought to read them often. And now as I say to you, good morning, and God bless you, my prayer is that you may know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.